This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Will USDA revise the current cow herd? FC Stone's Dave Krasowski thinks so. He's joined by Lee Melke to discuss.
Dave, you have pointed out that USDA's latest cattle inventory report showed that the number of milk cow replacements is up, but it looks like most of the increase are young and won't calve until 2019. What does that say to you?
Well, I guess that doesn't say a whole lot to me. I mean, if you look at the numbers expected to calve in 2018, that number was down 1.1%. So, you know, when you look at the milk replacement, I guess I would tell you that the number isn't, you know, bearish if there was a bias one way or the other on this. What I think is more interesting is that the cow numbers were up, but that the cow herd for January 1, 2017 was about 16,000 head less than the December milk production report. So what I would expect is the USDA to come out here and revise the U.S. cow herd down for 2017 here pretty soon. And that would be interesting because I think that would probably push milk per cow up. I don't think this changes any of our price forecasts or anything like that, but it is interesting that they seem to have overestimated cow numbers here in the December milk production report.
So U.S. milk output may not be increasing as much as it has been previously, and New Zealand's may not be either. But what about the EU? What does this all mean for the global dairy market?
Well, good question, Lee. I guess that's the point of it. Cattle report aside, the main talking point of the past several months has been it doesn't matter what the U.S. does, it doesn't matter what New Zealand does, really. It's about Europe and the overhang of powder in particular, but the milk production that they are enjoying in the past year in Europe. That is true, no doubt about it, but we've seen signs of milk production problems out of New Zealand over the past couple of months. We think those will continue here in January when we get the milk production figures there for New Zealand. Milk per cow seems to be a little bit shallow here in the U.S. I don't know that they're going to revise those numbers up, but maybe we'll see it if they adjust the cow numbers. But ultimately, we're not awash in milk if you move out of the EU. So the point is we might be slipping from a period of time where it was like, boy, the EU is going to be the weight of the dairy world for the next year to, boy, they better make some milk in Europe.
FC Stone dairy broker Dave Krasowski in Chicago.
Thanks, Lee. MilkPEP is all about unraveling the confusion facing consumers in the grocery store dairy case that has conflicting and inaccurate information. Let's get more information about that and a preview of the upcoming Winter Olympics with Dairy Radio Now's Patrick Cavanaugh.
MilkPEP stands for the Milk Processors Education Program based in Washington, D.C. They tie fluid white milk to Olympic champions. And in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil in 2016, the campaign received more than 4.7 billion impressions. And it drove a lot of consumers to purchase milk. Victor Siborski is Vice President of Marketing for MilkPEP.
Exactly. We were so incredibly impressed with not only what we were able to do, but what the brands were able to do by giving this great property of the Olympic marks to all of these wonderful white milk brands. And so in 2018, as we head to Pyeongchang, we're trying to do even more. And so we've got great stories to tell. I mean, that's what the Olympics is all about, is really telling these personal stories. Yeah.
And of course, milk has always been part of the young Olympians' diet.
We know that 9 out of 10 U.S. Olympians grew up drinking milk. And so what a powerful story to tell not only today's moms, but also those kids directly, that, hey, if you put the right stuff in your body, you can really achieve the goals that you want to obtain.
And who's going to be the Olympic ambassadors for milk for the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang?
So one of our stars right now is Maddie Bowman. She was the first time winner of the gold medal in her sport in 2014. She's coming back in 2018 defending her gold medal. She's really featured prominently in our campaign. We also have Jamie Anderson, who won the gold medal in snowboarding. And we have Olympic legend Christy Yamaguchi. I mean, she's a mom, so she can really tell the story about not only what it meant for her journey to become an Olympian, but what it means to her as a mom trying to instill the best for her kids.
That's Victor Siborski with MilkPEP. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with Dairy Radio Now.
Thanks, Patrick. The U.S. Senate is working closely on provisions for an agriculture disaster bill and expects those provisions to be related to dairy and cotton. Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas will tell us tomorrow why that makes writing the farm bill that much easier. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.